First impressions of Toronto as a city?
I mean, it's awesome. It's definitely the biggest city I've ever been in and spent a considerable amount of time in, but I'm loving it so far. The group of guys is great. The team's obviously really good, so I'm loving it so far.
Have you lost your anonymity? I imagine in Colorado you can kind of walk the streets somewhat freely. You know, you weren't exactly, let's say, John Elway there, but in Toronto, you play for the Maple Leafs, people know who you are.
Yeah, I think I'm still flying under the radar a little bit, but obviously if you're walking around with a couple of the big guys, you're going to get noticed a little bit more.
Well, what player has surprised you most? You joined this team, and I know you joined with a couple, you know, with Tyson Barrie, and you had some familiarity, obviously, with him, but what player that you didn't know has surprised you the most, and how?
I mean, obviously the big guys on this team are awesome. We got two lines that would be the first lines on most teams in the league, but I guess I didn't know much of Andreas Johnsson, and I've been really impressed with him so far up front. I think that he does a lot of things right. He's got a lot of speed, a lot of skill, and I think that he complements Willie and Matty really well, and they've been playing good hockey.
You're playing on an effective line with Ilya Mikheyev and Trevor Moore. What has made your line so effective so early on in the season?
Yeah, it's still really early. Like you said, it's a long season. I think that we're still getting to know each other more and more, but they're such good hockey players that it's easy to play with them. Their details are so good. They're both fast and win a lot of puck battles, and I'm just trying to feed off of them and get into open space so they can get me the puck and I can get them the puck in the right spots. But I think that we're all on the same page right now, and we're trying to keep things simple and just play in the offensive zone as much as we can.
Well, you split time at wing and at center with Colorado. Here you're a center. Is this a more comfortable situation for you?
I mean, I'm comfortable at center for sure. I think that, like, in 4 years in college, I played center the whole time there, and I played a lot of center in Colorado. So I'm comfortable there, but I've also played enough on the wing the last couple of years that I'm comfortable there as well. So wherever they want me to play, I'm happy there. But I would say I probably feel more comfortable at center.
I got to ask you, you mentioned you played 4 years at college. How come everyone who goes to Harvard, they don't just say, if I went to Harvard, I'd have a sign over my head. I'd be walking around saying, I went to Harvard.
Like, cap and gown on.
Yeah. Why? You know what? Like, you were the captain at Harvard. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it was probably the best 4 years of my life. I loved it there. And I don't know. I just sometimes it doesn't sound great if you're rolling around telling everyone you went to Harvard and you kind of get jokes flying your way. So, and everyone always talks about the college thing. And I think that that's more a Canadian thing than an American thing. Like it's called Harvard College. So we call it a college out there, but back here, obviously there's a big difference between college and universities. And I think in the US it's a little bit more interchangeable.
Well, it was an interesting path you chose. You went to the BCHL instead of the WHL, and you chose Harvard instead of, going the junior route. So take us through that path. Why did that path work for you where you maybe turned down the more conventional road to live out your NHL dream?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's becoming more and more common for guys in Canada to go the college route now. I mean, you've seen a couple first-round picks the last couple of years. I played with Jost in Colorado, Fabro, Chalowski in Detroit. So some high-end guys are going college now. But I think for me it was the right decision just because I was a late-round pick in the WHL. I was a lot smaller back then. And for me there was no guarantee that I was going to play pro hockey. So to have the opportunity to go to a school like Harvard where you get that education, something that I wouldn't have been able to get if it wasn't for hockey, and then be able to play really high level hockey. I mean, nowadays Harvard's as nationally competitive as any school. So to be able to go there, play for 4 years, develop, give my body a little bit of extra time to kind of grow and grow into my game, and then be more pro ready by the time I was able to make that jump. I think it just suited me a little bit better. That doesn't mean that it's the right decision for everyone, but I think that more Canadian kids are giving it a good look nowadays.
Though it's still early in the season again, what's the main difference between the Toronto Maple Leaf team this year compared to the Colorado team last year for you?
It's tough to say. I would say that I would say that the depth up front here is pretty elite. I mean, in Colorado, we obviously had that one line that was unbelievable, but there were games where sometimes they would carry us. And I think that here, obviously, with our top two lines, it's tough to match up against those. And then our third and fourth lines right now, I think that we're comfortable with our depth here. And I mean, you see it with the teams that are winning right now in the playoffs. You need depth to carry you if you want to make a long playoff run. And I think that we're well balanced up front right now.
How would you describe Mike Babcock's style of coaching?
Yeah, I mean, he's great. He's very organized, very detailed, professional. And I mean, when you come to the rink every day, you know what you're getting out of him. So we've learned a lot from him so far. And it's been great.
Listen, I know you're a Harvard guy. You didn't just walk into Toronto without doing a little bit of background check. You must have talked to your buddy, Morgan Riley. You guys are both from Vancouver and grew up in the same hockey system. Did you talk to Morgan, and what did he tell you to expect coming from Colorado to Toronto?
Yeah, I talked to him a lot. And I mean, obviously, you hear about the media here, you hear about everything. It's not going to be how it was in Colorado, but he's given me good advice. He just told me to stay level-headed. Everything that happens outside of the rink doesn't affect how you're going to play on the ice. So just take it in stride, be who you are. And at the end of the day, we got a good hockey team here. So I think that hopefully if we play well, that everything's going to work out.
And how have you found the media? You mentioned the media. Morgan sort of warned you about it. Have we been that bad?
No, not at all. I don't think he warned me as much as he just said that. I mean, here everyone's interested in hockey, and not that they aren't in Colorado, but this is the hockey mecca of the world, and everything that goes on here is front page news. So I would say it's not bad by any means. I think that you'd want to play in markets that are like that than you would elsewhere.
Have you allowed yourself the sense of what it would be like to have a deep playoff run, a championship run in Toronto, knowing the insatiable appetite of this fan base here?
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, that's the goal at the end of the day, but we're so early on in the season and I'm still trying to get used to everything here. I'm so new here that I don't think that I've had the time to fully kind of look that far ahead. I'm kind of focused on getting into the season right now and playing good hockey.
Alex, that first Saturday against Montreal, obviously things didn't work out very well, losing the 4-1 lead and ultimately losing in a shootout. Do you think you look at that maybe as a learning experience for this group, and you know the fact that the defensive breakdowns and everything sort of went wrong quickly at the end there, something the team can grow from?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've talked about it a lot recently, and talk about learning how to win games, winning tough games, and like that. And obviously, that was a backbreaker for us. But it's a long season; we're going to learn from it. That game definitely is not going to define our season by any means. So we would have liked to back it up against St. Louis the other day, but we've got another big test against Tampa on Thursday. So that's the thing about this league, is that you play so many games that you can't really think about any win or any loss for too long, because you're preparing for the next one.
There's been a lot of talk of the lack of physicality, you know, by the media, you know, with regards to the team. Does that bother the players at all, or you guys just sort of forget about it?
No, I don't think that we're thinking too much about that.
What about you, personal goals this year, Alex? What would make it a personal, successful season for you?
I mean, I don't know. I think that anytime you come to a new team, you want to make an impression and you want to do well. But if I play every game, if I stay healthy, if I'm able to contribute with what the coaches are expecting out of me, I want to be good at both ends of the ice. I want them to be able to put me out there and feel confident in me at both ends of the ice. And if we have team success, then I would consider that a successful season for me. A
couple more, we'll let you go, Alex. I just want to know, why did you choose hockey? Your dad's, you know, a part owner of the Vancouver Whitecaps in the MLS. I would imagine soccer would be in your blood, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually interesting. He got into soccer kind of late in the game. He played hockey growing up, and so when we grew up, we played a lot of sports. We played hockey, soccer, and tennis, but hockey was always our primary sport, and he kind of got into soccer without ever playing it. So it wasn't like soccer ran in our family by any means, and we were always a hockey family at heart.
All right, tennis, soccer, are you pretty good at those sports as well, though?
I was when I was younger. I've lost it a little bit, though.
All right. Well, Alex, listen, we really appreciate it. Nothing but luck. Have you got restaurants all sorted out in Toronto? You're okay for everything? You need some, you know, Stewie's a man about town here. He can help you out.
Harbor 60. Best steak in the league.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that your spot?
Yeah, actually, I've been there once. It was unreal.
It's a good spot. Jacobs as well. It's a spot you won't want to miss on King Street. So, listen, best of luck this year. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And so far, so good on the line with Moore and Mikheyev as well. So I hope it keeps going well for you, Alex.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.